I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1475, Savor the Silence of Saturday. There's this line that gets said during this time of year. It says, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." And I understand. We always want to deny, push down, ignore, and hurry past the negative, and run as fast as our little legs will carry us to the positive. We want sunshine and lollipops, not sadness and laments. But Silent Saturday won't let us do that. Silent Saturday says, not so fast. Let's just sit here a while. Holy Saturday, or Silent Saturday, it's been called, marks the pause between the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. This podcast is about the two great commandments, loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving others as we've been loved. You know, sometimes loving is not in the grand moments, but in the silent ones. Holy Saturday, the next to the last event in the eight-day week, is virtually ignored. It is the most under-celebrated event of Jesus' life. On Holy Saturday, there's nothing you can do but wait, and we don't like to do that at all. In fact, I know people who would rather take a much longer route to get somewhere rather than wait just a few minutes in a slowdown, because at least they're moving. But it's almost impossible to be Easter people if we can't find a way to be Silent Saturday people, where we're just waiting for God to do what God's going to do. Max Lucado wrote, "Jesus is silent on Saturday. The women have anointed his body and placed it in Joseph's tomb. The cadaver of Christ is as mute as the stone which guards it. He spoke much on Friday. He will liberate the slaves of death on Sunday. But on Saturday, Jesus is silent. So is God. He has made himself heard on Friday. He tore the curtains of the temple, opened the graves of the dead, rocked the earth, blocked the sun of the sky, and sacrificed the Son of heaven. Earth heard much of God on Friday. Nothing on Saturday. Jesus is silent. God is silent. Saturday is silent." Easter weekend discussions tend to skip Saturday. Friday and Sunday get the press. The crucifixion and resurrection command our thoughts. But don't ignore Saturday. You have them too, you know. Silent Saturdays. The day between the struggle and the solution. The question and the answer. The offered prayer and the answered prayer. Saturday silence torments us. Is God angry? Did I disappoint him? God knows Jesus is in the tomb. Why doesn't he do something? Or in your case, God knows your career is in the tank, your finances are in the pits, your marriage is in a mess. Why doesn't he act? What are you supposed to do until he does? You do what Jesus did. Lie still. Stay silent. Trust God. Jesus died with this conviction: "You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay." Acts 2:27. Jesus knew God would not leave him alone in the grave. You need to know God will not leave you alone with your struggles. His silence is not absence. Inactivity is never apathy. Saturdays have their purpose. They let us feel the full force of God's strength. Had God raised Jesus 15 minutes after the death of his son, we would not have appreciated the act. Were he to solve your problems the second they appear, you would never appreciate his strength. For this reason, God inserts a Saturday between our Fridays and our Sundays. If today is one for you, be patient. As one who endured the Silent Saturday wrote, "Be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord." James 5:7. That's very well said, Max. Here's the great question. For what are you waiting on God right now? Let's pray. Almighty and merciful God, on this Holy Saturday, we find ourselves in the quiet space between the agony of Good Friday and the joy of Easter Sunday. In this moment of stillness, grant us the grace to patiently wait, just as your disciples did in sorrow and uncertainty. In our waiting, Lord, may we remember that you are the God of promises. Help us to trust your divine plan, even if we don't fully comprehend it like they didn't. Give us the strength to endure the silence and uncertainty, knowing that joy comes in the morning. As we contemplate the tomb, let us not lose hope, for we anticipate the dawn of resurrection. May our waiting be a sacred time of preparation, drawing us closer to the profound love revealed in the resurrection of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow on Easter Sunday for episode 1476. In the meantime, I don't like waiting, but I'm learning to embrace silence. As we are in the in-between, God is with us. God is working where we can't see. May God help us learn to savor the silence of Saturday.